This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Complaints about materials that some classified as hate speech led the Oshkosh Farmers Market and the Winnebago County Democratic Party to come to a mutual agreement ending the political party's booth at the market this year. It all started at a recent Oshkosh Farmers Market, where a young child was handed a bracelet at the Winnebago County Democratic Party's booth. That bracelet said, "Is he dead yet?" A sentiment and line that the child's mother saw as hate speech directed towards President Donald Trump. Since then, Michelle Schmidt-Schultz, the market manager for the farmers market, has fielded hundreds of calls and social media comments about the incident.
The Winnebago Democratic Party will not have a booth at the remaining Oshkosh farmers markets. And the board will be reviewing and considering revisions. Market policies to prevent any similar incidents from taking place in the future.
The Winnebago County Republican Party has made several Facebook posts about the incident, collecting over 200 combined comments. WISS has reached out to the Winnebago County Democratic Party, but they have not returned our call. Lawmakers in both chambers of the state capitol spent hours this week debating dozens of bills. One with broad support would take cell phones out of classrooms. Civic Media's Sholly Pittman reports.
Assembly Bill 2 requires school boards to ban students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time. That means cell phones and tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. Districts would have to adopt their policies by next July, with exceptions for emergencies or when a teacher lets students use them. But even with bipartisan backing, debate in the state Senate centered on when those phones might actually be needed.
I have had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, "I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions."
Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton. She cites a Marquette Law School poll from this summer, which shows that nearly 9 in 10 Wisconsin voters support banning phones during class. Nearly three quarters support banning them all school day. Democratic Senator Melissa Ratcliffe of Cottage Grove is against the bill. She says it could make lockdowns more dangerous and says school districts should set their own policies rather than the state.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa, mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure passed the state Senate 29-4. It cleared the assembly in February and now heads to Governor Evers' desk. I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they're up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread. Gas prices have fallen almost 9 cents in the last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The average price at the pumps in Wisconsin landed at $2.68 on Monday. This is over 21 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 35 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years. Over 40 states are seeing gas prices decline and oil prices drop below $60 per barrel at the end of last week. In the weeks ahead, it's possible a handful of stations in some states, including Wisconsin, could drop below $2 per gallon. That hasn't happened since the COVID-19 pandemic.
In Green Bay, gas is down to $2.71. In Appleton and Oshkosh, a gallon of gas will cost you $2.69. No Packers, no life. It's not just a sentiment shared by diehard Packer fans, but the name of a new movie coming out. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has the story.
The documentary-style movie follows a passionate group of superfans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo, who live, breathe, and bleed green and gold. From 4 a.m. kickoff parties to Lambeau pilgrimages, the movie features a group of Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads as they chase the dream across time zones and oceans. The movie trailer on YouTube describes it like this: heartfelt, hilarious, and wildly unexpected, No Packers, No Life is a celebration of fandom, friendship, and the unshakable belief that you don't have to be born in Green Bay to call it home. Producers say the movie opens statewide in Marcus Theaters on October 17th.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out, and this is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.